The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you study math at school? Do you have a math? Okay. What are you studying in math now?
We're studying shapes.
Shapes?
Geometry.
Geometry? Oh, wow. How about the fifth grades here?
We're learning about protractors and angles.
Okay, about angles. Very good. Are you studying calculus? Well, why not? See, it's obviously we can't study everything about math from first grade. Every year, as you move up a grade, you learn more and more about math. When you get to high school, you'll learn about geometry, and maybe in the junior high here, you'll take algebra. One point, you'll take calculus. There is many different levels of math, and we can't learn it all at once. So each year, you learn more and more. And that's what Jesus is telling us about the Holy Spirit. He begins by telling us, there is a lot of more things I want to teach you, but you cannot learn it yet. But I will send you the Holy Spirit to help you to continue to learn, to grow in your knowledge. And what is that the Holy Spirit going to teach us about? Is it math? Science? What's the Holy Spirit? What did Jesus call the Holy Spirit? Let's get somebody in fourth grade. Yes, you can.
Like religion.
Okay, religion, but what specific part of religion? What did Jesus call the Holy Spirit? The Spirit of? Okay. Your hand up.
The Catholic Church.
The Catholic Church, that part of it, but that's not what Jesus called the Holy Spirit in the gospel today. Let's get your hands up. No? Okay. Let's go back here.
God?
God? No, that's not what he called. That's true. All of these are true answers, but that's not what Jesus called the Spirit in today's gospel.
Heaven?
Heaven? No, it starts with T. He's the Spirit of?
Trinity?
Trinity? No. Okay, one more time. Truth, very good, the Spirit of truth. So the Holy Spirit is supposed to teach us about the truth, what is true, so we can know how to follow Jesus. But like I said, you can't learn it all at once, so Jesus tells us that we have to be patient, and the Holy Spirit will continue to teach us about the truth. And the reason we need the Holy Spirit is just like you in school, you need a teacher. When you go to school, somebody comes in and gives you the books and say, okay, take the books, read them, study on your own, right? You need someone to help you understand the lessons in the book, what the book is saying. And that's what the teacher does. She or he, they help you understand, they explain things more to you, they give you examples, they give you quizzes and tests to make sure that you understood, they answer your question. And that's why we need someone to help us to learn about the truth. And that's the Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus is telling us, be patient. Sometimes things happen in life that we don't understand. But don't worry. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will help you to learn and understand better. So we have to trust the Holy Spirit just like you trust your teachers. You trust what your teachers tell you, what the book tell you is true. That 1 + 1 = 2. It can't be like 3, right? So we have to trust the Holy Spirit. And like you mentioned, the Holy Spirit speaks to us and teaches us through the church. Through our faith, the Holy Spirit speaks to us through the words of Jesus when we read the Gospels. And sometimes, like you might read it or you're studying religion and you don't understand, ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand. Because that's why Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit. Jesus wants us to understand, to know the truth, so we can live by the truth. And sometimes when things happen that are not good, that are evil, sometimes maybe they can scare us and we wonder why. It's because people sometimes don't listen to the Holy Spirit, don't live by the truth. They choose to do what they want to do. And that's why those things happen. And one of the truths that Jesus was trying to teach his disciples is that he's gonna go up to heaven. And that's what we celebrate on Ascension this coming Sunday. We know Jesus rose from the dead, and for a long period he stayed to teach his disciples about why he rose from the dead and what does that mean. And what that means for us is just as Jesus rose from the dead, when we die, we too will rise from the dead like Jesus, and like he ascended to heaven, we will go to heaven to live forever. That's the truth of the Holy Spirit. And it might be difficult for us to understand, but if we trust Jesus, we believe it because we trust in Jesus who gave his life for us. So this Sunday, we'll celebrate Ascension, Jesus going to heaven. But as Jesus goes to heaven, he will send us the Holy Spirit to continue to help us to learn the truth and to live the truth.